This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, we are back with a very important WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Monday we didn't see coming. Ike, how you feeling?
Well, brother Spike, I'm feeling good. Listen, it's Monday. Well rested off of a weekend. Played pretty good Saturday, so that gets my weekend off going well.
Played pretty good Saturday morning.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Can't say the same for everyone on the show. Don't jump in too early over there. Jackie Baseball. Listen, the Phillies won the series.
That's the important thing.
That's an important thing. I need you to explain yourself. Holla at your boy.
Well, all right. So if you missed it.
Really? I don't think anyone missed
well,
it.
Well, just in case anybody did.
It's the biggest story in the city, Spike.
Let me set the stage here. Is that the long-awaited DeCamera versus Fritz athletic challenge began yesterday at Riverwinds Country Club with the golf competition. And the golf competition was a 9-hole match play competition, Fritz versus DeCamera. I think we all felt like we had this one in the bag for Fritz. He went down 3-0. He tied it at 3 and lost in the overtime hole in a, I don't know, how many strokes did he have in that hole?
Enough.
It's too many to count.
So, you know, we will take your calls on a 215-592-9494. But, Jack, I think, like, everybody has been waiting to hear from you. So, you have the floor.
Rick Ankiel, Mark Elfaltz, Scott Brosius, Jack Fritz. I mean, that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was not DeCamera beating me. Yesterday was me losing that. And it was a total embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. That's probably the worst round of golf I've played in 20 years. And I think I got totally psyched out of my own mind. Like, you saw it yesterday. I mean, that was a vintage meltdown. That was a vintage freaking meltdown. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe I was sitting there and I freaking duffed like 3 straight off the freaking tee, which has never been a problem for me in my entire life. And all of a sudden yesterday, it all came crumbling down. So like my official comment is it was one of the biggest choke jobs in the history of Philadelphia sports. I mean, it's up there with the Rondae Barber play. Like when you remember awful moments in Philadelphia sports history, this is going to be up there. And like I felt so much pressure from people like wanting me to go kill Joe DeCamera. I'm not a pressures man, you know? I'm a lower the expectations kind of guy. And yesterday I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders and I didn't handle it well. It was awful. It was truly awful.
Well, I would say this. I haven't watched a lot of golf in my life. It was some of the worst. I can't explain to you how bad the golf was. It was really,
it was not
really
an impressive display of golf.
Yeah, Joe DeCamera, I want to be clear, is not good at golf. He's not good at golf. But Jack lost mostly fair and square, and we'll get to that in a second. I guess my thing here is, like, this is where it's got to stop. Like, from you, from the lower the expectations, from the... No, I'm being honest with you. Like, this is big, right? Like, this is something we've been talking about for 3 months. It's been built up into this spot, and you are quite clearly a better physical athlete than Joe DeCamera. You are quite clearly a better golf player than Joe DeCamera. You're better at baseball than Joe DeCamera. You have physical advantages over Joe DeCamera. You have an age advantage over Joe DeCamera. And this whole thing where we just like sort of throw up our arms and say, well, I choked, I couldn't do it, like it ends here. It's just, it's got no hoping, right?
I hope so.
It's got to end here.
I hope so. I need baseball. I need baseball. I get back in my own little
and that's next
cockiness
week. That's
feeling.
Next week.
Yeah. I know. It's really, I never want to disappoint Spike, right? Like, you know.
I love you, buddy.
No, I know. But like when I let Ike down, you know, like I could, that's where he's at right now. I could read it on his face. I've been all yesterday. A lot of pep talks. Appreciate the pep talks. But he's just down. We're usually a chest out kind of show.
Yeah.
And right now I feel like I got my tail between my legs.
Yeah. Well
I know.
Here's the thing. Yesterday was disgraceful. Let me just put it out there. I don't know what else.
It was horrible.
I don't need any other way to say it.
It was horrible.
Mike, I don't know any other way to say it. I mean, we're out there. We're coming out there to root our guy on. First of all, it's 95 degrees. I've told you. Milk chocolate melts out there, man. I'm out there and I'm burning up. I'm thinking it's going to be five holes tops.
Five holes. That's
six,
what I thought.
Maybe.
That's what I thought.
And we're out of here with a Fritz win. And I didn't expect the need to win three out of the last four holes just to get the overtime.
Not enough has been talked about a miracle run to almost close that thing out.
Well, I will say this. And that's the thing, Spike. First of all, you were a disaster the first five holes.
Disaster.
Vintage meltdown.
Yeah.
Yes, you were. I'll give you credit. Down the stretch, he's down 3-0. Joe DeCamera's up.
Yeah.
With four holes left to go. And they had just gotten through the toughest hole where they both just...
That weird par four.
Yeah, that par five.
Yeah.
I mean, the fifth hole. The fifth hole at Riverwinds, it's the number one handicap. I don't know why they have it as the number two handicap. It's definitely the number one handicap.
The sand trap in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, there's water and sand and trees, and it looks like a nightmare.
So I want to give Fritz credit for bouncing back the last four holes. I will tell you, the seventh, the par three on the seventh, you didn't hit that putt, Fritz. And DeCamera hit his.
Right. And that's when a bad sign.
There's a couple that I'm never going to get back. Yeah. I'm going to be thinking about 150.
You could have avoided overtime. You could have won all four holes down the
stretch. It slid right past the hole left.
Yeah.
And he made his little five-footer. That's what I mean. And I'm going to think about 155 yards out. I've hit an 8-iron from that spot thousands of times.
That's our shot.
Thousands of times.
That's our shot.
That.
It's the right club.
Yep.
By the way, I'm a foxhole, man. I'm with you, but I want to make sure, as your caddy yesterday, I thought I did a good job with trying to get you around the course, man. I'm just saying.
Thank you. Thank you. Not enough is being made about your caddy skills. I agree.
Okay. Club selection, everything else.
We were right on it. We were right on it.
I want to talk about Jack's confidence for a second here, because this is what we have here. We have a crisis of confidence. We have a guy who just came on here and compared himself to Rick Ankiel and Markel Fultz. Like, that is a bet. Markel Fultz won't even admit to being Markel Fultz.
Seriously.
And you're here.
Markel Fritz.
But here's what I noticed yesterday, and here's why we have to turn it around, and here's why it's there, is because when you were making the run, I could see it turning. Like, it's in you. Once we got it to 3-3, your drive in the overtime hole, your drive was great and you were feeling good. We need to focus your energy into that.
Yeah.
You got to stop thinking about him and stop thinking about us and stop thinking about all the pressure. It's just you doing what you are capable of doing. The confidence is there.
Yeah.
I do think it's there.
I know. I got the poor me's. I currently have the poor me's. It's almost like I need to just beat myself up for 24 hours.
And a quick message to everyone else on this radio station. Everyone outside of this room, and maybe Richie, is dead to me. Seltzer is dead to me. Seltzer the entire time basically sounded like he was rooting for Fritz.
He was.
Until this morning when he heard that Joe won and he's laughing up a storm and hooting and hollering. So Seltzer is dead to me. Oh. Rio was already there. Whatever. Actually, Richie actually sounded very disappointed that the camera won.
Yeah, I think Richie had a lot of faith in Fritz.
Yeah, so I think Richie is a foxhole guy. The Midday Show. Giglio laughing it up, calling you Jack Quits.
There's no quitting.
Hugh Douglas, you kind of wanted to in the middle.
The drive on six, my third straight duff off the tee, I did say I wanted to go home, and then I hit a rescue shot to save my life.
Well, Hugh Douglas also taking great joy out of this, it seems like. It's like everybody, then no one else, and by the way, the morning show, the entire point of this entire exercise was for the morning show to drift off of us. And so like they are dead to me. The drifting is over. Once this promotion is done, the drifting is over. You're going to have to make your way yourself. Like this is a moment for you where you turn.
Got to buck up.
Yep. You do. It's that, like, you've been faced with situations like this before and you've always come through. I have confidence that you will come through in baseball. That all you need to do is throw strikes. That's all you need to do. And last thing, DeCamera, while DeCamera mostly described what happened this morning to be accurate, he left some things out. He made a huge deal out of you taking a breath during one of his putts. Yet the entire 10 holes, this guy was doing some sort of slow play game where every single shot he hit, he had to look at from four different angles. He had to pick the ball up and put his little marker down every single time, had to stretch out before each one. There were five practice swings before everything. Like, he was playing little games too.
Yeah.
We can go in deeper in some of the other games he was playing. Like, I don't want him complaining about anything. That's the other thing. So, like, this is an opportunity, Fritz. It's an opportunity for you to turn this around. You win 4-1. This is triumph.
Everything's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is triumph. You just got to win the next one.
I know.
You just got to throw strikes.
That's all. He's not going to get a hit.
No.
It's just if I walk him.
Listen.
And knowing after what yesterday was like, he's going to just try to get walked the entire time.
Of course
time.
He is. And he'd be smart to do that, by
yeah,
the way.
I know.
So, before we move forward.
Yeah.
This guy's strategy is clearly play it safe
yep.
and allow you to defeat yourself.
Right, which I'm very capable of doing.
Yes. By the way, if you had had the same strategy yesterday, you would have won.
I know. I just I can't slow it down. Like, I only know one way to play. You know, like I wish I could be the cute, like just half swing right down the middle. You know,
right.
like it's not my
like
game.
Joe literally was just hitting the ball 150 yards. And
yes,
just...
sometimes they went 60 yards.
I know.
That final hole, it was... by the way, his drive was the worst drive I've ever seen.
I know. I mean, that hole again, like getting stuck on the hill. And then, I felt like Tin Cup.
Can I ask a question about that final hole? Because I feel like Jack might have gotten screwed on the final hole.
Okay, which one? Which play?
Okay, so he hits it into that ravine or whatever, where he had to take that final...
After the first shot. Or you're talking about...
After the second shot.
Gotcha,
right?
Gotcha, yeah.
Okay, so, and that's where he got stuck, that's where he... Blah, blah, blah. Shouldn't... Okay, so what happens is since it was in the water or whatever, it's a, you know, you take it two club lengths from wherever it is and you get a drop and then you have to hit it from there.
Yeah.
But shouldn't the two club lengths been from the top of that ravine onto flat ground?
And not from where the ball was.
And not from where the ball was. Because if you're taking it, if you're considering that entire thing a hazard or out of play or whatever it is, his shot should have come from the very edge of, the two club lengths should have been taken from the top of that, from the very edge of where out of play was.
Oh.
Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because this is what we said. It actually... hit over
right.
and rolled backwards. So it's not like it hit on the other side and rolled in.
Right.
It crossed the water.
And then came back
and
down.
And then it came back
so
down.
So it should have been from the edge of that. It should have been two club lengths from the edge of that.
Now, Golf Pro Vince was there.
Right.
He was making rulings.
Like, I feel like we need to get him on the phone. Because I think Jack might have gotten screwed on that right there.
Yeah.
Because, do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I have to get to see the rule because I think they were right. I think they were right. I just can't believe I'm annoyed that
so
we even have to do that.
His ball didn't go in the water.
It basically
hit up top, rolled back down, and it settled in some fescue, some grass.
But it was technically playable. I think that's the issue, is that it was technically playable if I wanted to hit that shot. I chose
but
not
Spike's,
to hit it.
But Spike's point is that playable? You were down in the...
I don't think that's playable. Like,
right.
you were on essentially like a... almost a straight up and down hill in a bunch of weeds and like
and that's where the ball got caught at in that stuff.
Because that other one you wanted to hit it out of was a giant... weed on a hill. I don't know. I think that whole thing was unplayable. In which case, his shot was like he was trying.
He would have had at least a better
approach shot.
Because the stance where he was, it was almost impossible.
Yep.
You know it was tough. It was tough. And then once I realized we couldn't go backwards, that's why we couldn't go back across the water and hit.
Because I was on that.
Because
side.
It actually crossed over.
Yeah.
So you couldn't go back, because that's what I would have done.
It's gone to the other
side.
Yeah,
I just went back to the other side. Yeah.
We got to throw strikes next week.
I know.
I said, pop the ball up there. You took a full swing.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I just needed a half swing to just chip it up there. Chip it up.
And that's when the meltdown started.
Because the camera's short game is horrible. You see how long it took him to get on the green?
I know.
Never mind.
And then it hit the frickin' cart path right into the water again.
Can I
see? When it hit
there's a whole 4-minute clip out there that I don't think is ever going to get unearthed.
Dude, when it hit that cart path,
it
hit the bridge.
Everything. Everything. Yeah, that's when the big old F-bombs came out. Yeah, that was when the reality started setting
Today
in.
Is the last day we talk about the golf.
Right.
Like from this
Flush
point
it.
On, it's baseball. So later on today, I think at 4:00, we have Jack's baseball coach from college.
Well, that's not going to help.
I'm sure he's proud.
Well, we got to get him ready for the next one. All right, 215-592-9494. A situation we didn't think we would ever be in. Jack down 1-0 to DeCamera. Corey from Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, listen. You know, I'm your brother. I'm going to give it to you real. Look. Don't worry about it. Don't let it listen. Don't read your mentions. Don't read none of the comments. Cause see, like right now, this he won his Super Bowl, right? He in his mind, all he had to get you once, right? He got you. Now he up 1-0. You know what I'm saying? So don't let it get to you. Let him kiki. Let him enjoy this. Let him have his little run. Just focus on the pitching. You know what I'm saying? Cause you won't get him with the rest. Don't worry about that. You know what? You had a little slip up. You know what I'm saying? Golf games, sometimes just yesterday just wasn't your day. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't your day.
Would you not agree, Corey? It does put a little more pressure on him for baseball.
It does, but this is the thing, though. The camera already, in his mind, like Jack, you young, the camera, we see this guy. He ain't no athlete. So in his mind, he already thinks he won the tournament. So he in his mind, like Spike and Ike just said, He just going to play it safe. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you to go out there and try to win the whole tournament in one game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just go out there, play baseball, do what you do, beat him. You know, it's like a seven-game series. You know what I'm saying? You go out, you go down 1-0. You know what I'm saying? LeBron and D-Wade, they laughing at Dirk. You know what I'm saying? Dirk sick. They doing the sneeze and all that. That's what they doing with the morning show. They can do all them, you know, histrionics and do all that kiki-kiing and all that hyperbole joking. We don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? We still going to win the tournament. So just focus, pitch to him. Because this is what Joe ain't, he ain't going to just stand there. You know what I'm saying? Get him something. Make him think he could hit and strike his ass out. You know what I'm saying? Because this dude, he ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? He already won his Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I tell you what. He's got some kind of confidence thing.
Like, well, he's always had that.
He just blocks it out.
He
it's
thinks
crazy.
He's going to be president.
And he might. He might.
You see how he acts when he gets two questions right or one question
know.
Right with Philly's trivia? He'll win 1-0 and act like he won the damn Super Bowl. So he got some kind of – but that's what I'm saying. You got to bury the confidence. He already up. So now
– I might have to go up and in first pitch.
Yep.
This now has to be on the table. When he made me putt from freaking 6 inches away,
can I tell
fastball
you,
up in it?
That whole I'm going to disagree on that. Golf, it doesn't end until you put it in the hole. This whole
for real,
yeah. Like,
yeah, well,
this whole
on.
Golf
it's
is like
gentleman's
nah,
game.
Close enough.
Gentleman's
it's
a, game.
It's not you're not throwing darts. It's not whoever gets closest. It put it in the hole.
No, nah, but it's about respect.
No,
it's about respect. It's how men play. That's the issue. It's how men play. It's a very Elliot take out of you.
Well, not when something's at. Listen, Jones clearly says a lot at stake here.
Yeah.
So yeah, he wasn't giving you anything.
No, of course not.
But this is what Jack need to do. Look, you need to not read your mentions, dog. Listen to me.
I haven't today.
That's for sure.
Oh, there's no way you
haven't.
I know you haven't.
But look, don't read them.
I would tell you if I did.
Okay.
People going to clown you, you know? And I don't want that to get into your mind. Because you're better than that, right?
I know.
All right,
I'm shaking right now, though, Corey. I'm shaking. I'm letting everyone know. Like, the beers helped last night, 100%.
He drank himself to sleep.
Yeah, exactly right. That helped. Walker, as soon as I walked in, it was like, Daddy, so good to see you. I said, not right now. No, I'm just kidding. Gave him a big old hug.
Sometimes you got to tell him.
I will say this. When you carrying the pressure, you know, of the city, and you got to close in a key situation. Not a lot of guys can do that.
All right, okay. We're not bringing this back.
Nah, here we go.
No. Not today. Not today, Corey. Had to get rid of Corey. We're not doing that today.
Jalen steal Jack's
name. This is why I have a kindred spirit with Joel, though.
What?
I mean, I felt like Joel yesterday. We're a day apart in age.
Hold on. Took one shot at me already.
What, he did?
Yeah, with the Rondé thing.
Oh, he did.
I let that go. Now he's going Joel. Well,
more disappointing when Rondé's running down the sideline in 2002 or watching that round of golf yesterday.
Here's another lesson. The lesson is, the lesson to be learned is you can't treat these like you can just walk up and win.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
has to be
that,
some
that
preparation.
That is the lesson learned right
you
there.
You know, and I know you are you pitched
you're
in college, he didn't.
Yeah.
Make sure you can throw the pitches. Basketball, get out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like play a little one-on-one.
I mean, yesterday was that I play golf 2 times a year now. You know, like I don't play as much as I used to.
You should have gotten out there.
That's what.
Don't want to hear excuses.
That's what I don't want to make excuses.
Don't want to hear excuses. You have plenty of time to get out there.
Sometimes there's explanations. Well, not all the time in the world, but yeah.
Wow.
You had enough time. We've been talking about this for months.
That was fine.
See.
Meanwhile, the camera found time to get
Well, apparently he like scouted the course too. Like, he...
well, I've been yelling for months about you. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you prepared?
Yeah, you and your little preparation nonsense.
The answer yesterday was no. All right, 215-592-9494. Jack goes down 1-0 to Joe DeCamera. Really, really disappointing stuff. You can talk about that if you'd like. We will talk about the Phils' win of yesterday, but they won the series 2 out of 3 against the Braves. Back at it tonight against the Padres. We will talk about that next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. All right. I get it. This song.
I was listening to Nickelback on the drive over yesterday, getting ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
He looked so confident
going
into it.
I showed up and, like, first off, a lot of people already in the parking lot were like, get him, get him, get him. So yeah. I felt that, you know, I felt that weight of the world on my shoulders. And then I pull up, and he's getting freaking golf lessons before it.
Yeah.
And it's like...
He took it seriously.
I know, but and that pissed me off, too, how seriously he took it. But that's just him, you know?
It is. It is. And I'll say this. I knew we were in trouble after the first hole.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Both Ike and I knew we were in trouble. Because the first hole was a push, and you...
You should have won that
You should have won the hole, and I could just... I was like, oh, I can see where this is going.
He won by having it be a push.
Yeah, because the first drive was 260 right down the middle. It was perfect. It was beautiful. Yeah. Second shot was horrible. And then, yeah, I could... Dude, the second I stood over the ball, left hand was just shaking.
Oh.
Yeah, I could tell early. So this isn't going to... And I could feel you guys saying, this isn't going to go well.
Yeah. Well, we were in the same cart.
Yeah, I know.
Ike trying to kill me in the golf cart. But
Ike is a true Jersey driver, even on golf courses.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's my course. I know all the shortcuts.
Oh, you
and
sure do.
Man.
Yep, you do. The Twitter Quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you now believe DeCamera will beat Fritz? Yes or no? What do you think the poll is at, Ike?
I'm a... And my fingers crossed. So I truly don't know. But I think people still, between they're rooting for Jack because they like Jack.
Yeah.
Or they're rooting for Jack because they don't like Joe DeCamera.
Both.
I think that still sort of is the prevailing feeling. So I'll go with 63% still believing in Fritz.
So it is 53% still believing in Fritz. Yeah.
Wow. Not as much.
Yeah, do you believe DeCamera will beat Fritz? 53.9%. I'm sorry. 53.9% say no, which is a vote for Jack.
Right.
And 46.1% say yes, which is a vote for DeCamera.
I understand the question.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got that annoying confidence, though.
I didn't see
it until yesterday.
He is. Like, here's the other thing. And then I promise we'll get to the calls. Like, he, by the ninth hole, was completely physically gassed.
I know.
He had nothing left.
He had both sweat on the front of his pants and the back of his pants.
Yeah, I got a couple pictures of the right on the butt or whatever, of the sweat there. But he was cooked. He was so cooked, he purposely took a long walk over to the concessions or whatever so he could get two bottles of water.
Yeah.
It took 10 times longer than it should have.
Yes.
He was cooked. He's physically cooked. If he has to swing the bat next week, his arms are not going to be able to swing the bat more than five times.
I know.
Like, this is the same thing with the basketball. By the way, I know he's played tennis more recently than you. It's still a pretty physical game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he doesn't have it physically. I need you to get it together up here.
When I get together up there, right, it's going to be fine.
This is not pressure. This is not pressure from us. This is support.
We can't have you finally get it together in September.
Yeah.
What?
We can't have you finally get it together in
September. Oh, you need it now. You need it now. Yeah. Hopefully, like, this is the bye week, the Eagles bye week, where we have the intervention.
Yeah.
And we figure it all out.
215-592-9494. I wonder what this is going to sound like. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Chargers?
Hi, Rios.
Oh, Rios, we need you, brother. We need you.
Yeah, you know, y'all know I didn't call up here for the Phillies. You know what I mean?
I know.
Ain't time for all that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But let's just put this out there. Real quick, give me some time. Like, look, so Jack, I call because I love you. And people who love you, you know what I mean, we ain't about to damn play tickle on your back and be like, oh, it's okay, bud, whatever, whatever. Hell, the freak, no, look, let me tell you something. Number two, You took a number. Man, I just saw you Friday. Just saw. And you know what? I ain't going to even lie. I saw you Friday. You shook my hand. Usually you seem very happy to see me. You didn't seem very happy to see me. You just shook my hand like, you know, so
here
you
we go.
Do what you got to do. You know what I mean? And you kind of.
Oh, I gave you a hug, didn't I? I mean, I gave you a hug. You were talking
to
someone else.
But it wasn't a confident freaking hug, man. It was almost like, get out of here. You know what I mean?
Well, dead fish hug.
Out, man. Huh?
It was a dead fish hug.
Yeah, it was. Something was going on in your head, and if that was the camera, then we have a problem. But check this out: you took a number two. So what you do when you take a number two? You freaking look at it. Why do you look at it? You want to see what was the damn issue of what's going on, right? So stuff just got serious. You just said, I felt under pressure because of everybody. Man, you better. Man, I feel like punching in your gut. Man, you better get the hell out of your system. Under pressure. Under freaking pressure? Well, hey, the pressure is on now. We talk about this guy. You play organized sports. Huh? You are a young man playing organized sports. Nothing about the OGs can't do nothing because I know what I'll do, but you play organized sports. You have two young men looking at you, understanding this, that this is, look, social media era. They're going to see this, bro. They're going to hear this, and they're going to see this, huh?
That's right.
So look, man, let me tell you something. The whole radio station talking junk, let it. Okay, you feel like you're under pressure. No, you're supposed to take that and eat it. Shut up. Do what you got to do. Now it's like, you know what? You don't get pressure when you're prepared. When you're prepared. I believe this. You just walking into this like your jam. Allen Iverson chilling that damn Fridays on City Line Ave. They go to a game and could score 40 points in a game and still win and do what he got to do. That ain't you, bro. You got to freaking prepare, bro. And you know what? What are we doing here? Like, you got the thing that was, like, bothering me. I listened to the radio station on the way to the Philadelphia VA this morning. And I hear Joe talking all nice, like, Jack did good and talking all nice. He's doing Jedi mind tricks to you. All that nice talk. What the hell did we come up with this competition to talk freaking nice? You tell me, Jack, you're going to act like PG-13 when he was in Indiana the whole time hugging LeBron James? That sucker stuff. I got a best friend. We competitive all the time. And tell me, it don't get nice when we playing a sport and going against each other. I love him to death, and I would die for that guy. But you know what? When it's competition, it's freaking competition. Your stock with this radio station relies on this. I see a lot of things. You as a young man growing up doing this radio station, produced and everything. Your stock is great. This relies on that too, brother. Huh? The afternoon show, all this pressure. Stop being freaking cute, Jack. Stop being cute. You got, bro, at the end of the day, you got kids on this. You need to do what Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant said the NBA was easy because you know what? When people got paid, they didn't put the preparation in, bro. And he still put the preparation in, man. You got to unbleep yourself. Now it starts now. Ike, this is the thing for you. You're Apollo right now. It ain't no day tomorrow. Spike, you're Paulie. You're Paulie now. Yeah, I mean, you cursing. You,
Paulie
like,
died.
You cursing him out like Paulie did Rock.
Okay. No, Paulie
so we
didn't
got
die.
Apollo That's and Mick Paulie on
oh,
his
Mick
back.
Died, right.
You had the team.
And Jobs
show
Peterson
up,
died.
Man. And let me tell you something,
well,
man.
Apollo died.
I love Seltzer.
I love Apollo.
So you know what? I'm not going to get mad at Seltzer, whatever he was saying, because you know what? From what I know, it's kind of like your best friends. He's probably freaking embarrassed. He's freaking embarrassed.
Yeah, I know.
He is.
So I'm gonna understand that, Jack. It ain't time for playing. You know what it's time for. You gotta prepare yourself. Maybe just put some fire in your freaking ass to get your butt out there, prepare, work out, whatever it is, because it should just be dominant across board. If you wanna come out here and be like, I'm Markel Fultz, I'm all that, whatever. I don't fall for that crap. Just shut up, do what you gotta do, and bust his ass.
Yep.
This afternoon show, we end the day with violence and fire. Huh? We bring the stuff to the radio station. They warm it up, baby. They warm it up. All the other shows warm it up. And you know what? We're the closer. Ain't that what you're supposed to be?
That's right.
Get your stuff together, Jack. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Wow. I needed that, though.
Are you ready to unblank yourself?
Yeah. Now, Rios don't play.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, no. He doesn't like the poor me's that we've been hearing.
That's the sergeant of the show.
Yep.
You did a number two. You got to look at it.
You just got to stare at it the whole time.
Yeah.
And wonder what went wrong.
Yeah. You already be used to staring at it. You look at Suds all the time.
Yeah. Study.
Like, you change the diapers?
4:30 this morning.
Okay.
Let one out. Jill and I were laying there. I couldn't sleep, so that helped, too. So I was up from 3:30 to 5:30 just thinking about it.
Did you have to call into the morning show?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. I was just thinking about the shot. I'm just thinking about the 155 yards out with an 8-iron over and over again.
Believe me, I thought about it a lot yesterday, too. Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of shots could have won you that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Breaking news. Uh-oh.
It's our boy.
What is it?
He knew he needed me.
That's our boy.
He knew I needed some Bryce back in action.
Yeah, buddy.
Bryce is back.
Activated off of the IL.
There we go.
Buddy Kennedy designated for assignment.
All right, buddy. I'll be back.
All right, Buddy Kennedy won. Max Kepler should be the next one. So, and you can hear Phil's tonight, by the way. 6:30 is an early first pitch. Phil's Padres tonight. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and Jack, don't sweat this. You got this. You got it. You got it. 100% confidence. Now, Spike, I want to tell you something about this clown at the camera and the games he plays.
Yep.
Okay? He spent weeks, Ike, saying Jack was soft and all that nonsense, and Jack went on his show on his home court, right? That's not soft. He went on his show.
Yeah.
Now, they take calls on that show, right, Spike?
They did.
Sometimes.
Support the camera. I immediately call in to support Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, Spike, you know I don't never complain on being on hold. When it's my turn, right?
Yep.
They had three of these morning show zombies come on. One after, oh, the hammer, you're the best hammer. They didn't even put me on the air.
They were ducking you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know ducking, but I called in immediately after they said, you know, call in and are you Jack or are you DeCamera? I called in immediately, and Seltzer said he would put me on. And, you know, like I said, I wait my turn. When it's my turn, it's my turn. But they didn't put a Jack guy on.
Sound like they wanted to talk to one. Sounds like Joe just wanted to talk to Joe people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
This has got to be it. This has got to be it. This has got to be it for Joe.
And so Jack's just got to just demolish him from here out.
He has to. Now I'm worried about putting pressure on you.
I know.
I just need you to throw strikes on Thursday.
Next Wednesday.
Pitch to contact.
Yeah. Throw strikes.
Let your defense get him out.
No. Throw strikes. You don't have to throw 100.
I know.
Let him hurt himself.
What if the arm's feeling good, though?
Yeah, but let him hurt himself. I don't need you hurting yourself.
I know. But again, like with yesterday, I was like, I know I got to slow down. But I only know one way to play golf. I only know one way to pitch. So it's like, I don't know if I can like just lollygag it in there.
Not lollygag it, just throw strikes. You don't have to overthrow.
You sound like every pitching coach growing up. Just throw strikes.
It's hard. By the way, it's not that hard.
It is hard.
It's hard if the batter is threatening. If the batter isn't threatening, it's not hard. That batting practice, guys, throw strikes all the time. By the way, even if he makes contact, he has to run to first base, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said just pitch to contact.
I actually don't know if he's going to run.
He's not hitting the ball out of the infield.
No, he won't. But I don't know if he's actually going to run. He might be ducking out of the running part of the first base.
Well, I don't think if it's a hit, he's got to run to first
base.
You
think so.
Right? Yeah, well, you have to take all the energy of pitching.
He has
to take the energy of what a hit is. All right.
Jack, you're overthinking this, man. This is your sport. Baseball is your sport. Own his ass. That's all. Own his ass. You're overthinking it.
There we go.
He can't hit you. He can't touch you.
He can't.
You.
He couldn't hit me,
he can't
Dom.
Touch you, Jack. He cannot touch you. You will dominate this, and once you show your dominance, that's it. And you better not. This is the afternoon show. You ain't losing a basketball, Jack.
Nah, I won't lose the basketball. You guys seem a little shaky on the basketball. The basketball's probably the one.
Dude, after yesterday, I'm shaky on everything.
Yeah, but that's not mental. Like what happened yesterday?
It's a little mental.
But it's more physical. It's more physical.
Yesterday I would say the other four are physical.
Yeah, which is, well, baseball, there's a mental aspect that I am now worried about. Yesterday, I don't know what to tell you. Yesterday was strictly a mental breakdown on a golf course.
We need to get you a mental skills coach.
Yeah. Read the mental ABCs of pitching like Al did.
Thank you for the call, Dom. What if we get the A.J. Brown guy that wrote the book?
Wow.
Inner Excellence?
That's a good idea.
That guy's not too busy trying to sell his book or whatever.
Yeah, who would ever be too busy selling a book? Yeah. Do you think he'd try to come on at 6:30 again?
Yes, like he did last time.
Speaking of A.J., A.J.'s birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, A.J.
And Trey Turner's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
yeah, Trey T's birthday. How about that?
Not bad.
215-592-9494. It is super hot outside. Ike and I can tell you that from being outside for three friggin' hours of this golf.
Nice tan Ike got, too.
Ike got a tan. And it is hot outside. It's hot outside for your pets as well. And Dogs and Cats Rule, going to make sure that if your dog's outside all summer, that he has the right stuff to be outside, he or she. It's your job. Remember, the dog can't go to Dogs and Cats Rule by themselves. You have to do it. So if you want a pop-up puppy pool from the play-in, you got to do that at Dogs and Cats Rule. You want a cooling bandana or a cooling vest when they're outside, maybe taking a walk when it's 85 degrees. You got to get that from Dogs and Cats Rule. Maybe you go out on a boat, you need a life jacket for the pup. You got to do that. You can do it all in Dogs and Cats Rule. While you're there, make sure you're feeding them the right stuff. They have all the top-of-the-line stuff, but even more important is what George Parenti, the lead dog, has made sure that the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule can lead you in the right direction. The most knowledgeable staff at any pet store anywhere. So you have a question about supplements, about food, about any of those things, Dogs and Cats Rule is your spot. There's 7 locations. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Anthony in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Yeah. Oh, y'all want to, the last caller want to talk about bias, show bias. Man, I called this show at 1:55. Ain't no way all them callers got ahead of me like that. Even if they did, I don't believe they did. But, and I wasn't even going to do this because, you know, I get on when I get on. You know?
Well, that's not what it sounds like, actually. It sounds like you're whining.
I had to say something. Hey, Sp- Mike, I had to say something, man, because I
so
called
say it.
Early, man.
So say
early.
It. So say
right,
it.
Listen, right? I wasn't even going to do this because how Bobomb answered the phone and you know, like a little girl. You want to talk? Yeah, we want to talk about it. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anthony, and I am a foxhole guy for the morning show. And I spoke to you Friday, Bobomb.
I knew I smelled a rat.
There are no foxhole guys for the morning show. You realize all that is backstabbing and only caring about yourself. There's no such thing as a foxhole guy for the morning show. You don't have to steal our bit and do it for their show. So if you have something good to say, aside from whining and crying that you called at 1:55 to get on the show and you aren't on until 2:45, I'm sorry. You're crying. You spent the first 2 minutes of the call crying that you're on hold.
Look, man, well, I sound like Fritz. He's crying that the hammer beat him. And I don't care what the hammer left out, what he didn't say, what he didn't detail. He detailed the most important thing, and that's winning, and the hammer won. USC, OKC, the hammer and three. I don't care. What you want to talk about? Oh, the last hole, it wasn't this, it wasn't that. It should never even came that close for the hammer to even sniff it out. And guess what he did? He sniffed it out. Bang! That's what he do.
Wow.
I didn't even know.
Imagine being a Jonah Camera fan.
I didn't know this existed.
When you're alone, which is, I'm sure, a lot, do you think about Joe, like, in that way?
Man,
come on, you know you do. It's just me and you talking. It's just me and you talking, Ant.
Oh, Spike. And if I do, the hammer won. He not hang. Hey, Ike.
Yeah.
The games are 95% to 90% what?
Mental.
Thank you. And the hammer already won because that loser, Bobomb, already checked out.
We're taking this? Is this what we're doing, Fritz?
Sure.
Hey,
what do you have to do? Jump through the phone and punch him in the throat?
All right, Anthony, enough. Yeah.
He's actually worse than a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. Who's a big Joe DiCamera guy?
I didn't know Joe DiCamera had a guy.
Yeah, I know he had stands.
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you end up a big Joe DiCamera guy? How does that happen? It's disappointing.
Wow. Is that what we have to put up with?
Yeah. By the way, he kept calling him Bobomb.
That's Bobomb. Get the name right.
Yeah.
Get the name right. I actually do remember that call on Friday now. I don't really listen as much. I didn't know Anthony. And why would I put him on over our guys?
Of course not.
Yeah, come on, man. Of course you can smell a rat.
Yeah. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
I just want to point out that I only called like 2 minutes ago and got right on.
Yeah, well, because I like you better than Anthony. And whining, crying, I've been on hold. It's what happens when you call a show with a bunch of callers, you know?
Yeah, I just don't understand why people would ever complain about it. There's times they sit for hours and don't even get on. So
yeah.
Whatever. That's what it is. But, I think I know what Jack needs. I think I know what we all need. Can we just get a shot of Ike Juice?
There we go. They must have been drinking that Ike Juice. Ike Juice. Hot that one yesterday.
I was thinking about it. Like, just have a nice Miller Lite.
The cart girl came around once and nobody budged.
I know. I was like, well, I should be locked in. But given how shaky my hand was, I feel like a little swing lube could have helped.
I don't know, man.
Calm down. Come back to Earth. So I rarely make two calls in one day, but I had to today. I was the only one, as far as I remember, that told, Joe this morning that he just ruined my day. It's like, I was so excited to just call in and rip him. I was like, man.
I got a lot of messages about how I ruined their day.
Yeah,
because a lot of people were looking forward to today.
I know. That's what I felt standing over every putt.
And yesterday, I'm like, all right, we're going to get out of here in an hour. We're there for 3 hours in 100-degree heat.
You got a nice tan, though.
I get the tan anyway.
Tucker's the lobster today.
Tucker looks terrible. Yeah.
At least Richie's honest, and he can't root for him. And that's why I can't root for him, because he was just such a jerk. Sorry.
Yeah.
Leading into this.
We just need him to throw strikes, Andy. We need Jack to throw strikes.
There's a question, Jack. Are you throwing to a catcher right now?
So I'm throwing 50 pitches tomorrow, and then Saturday I'm going to go out to the field and pitch again.
Okay, so a catcher, or are you just throwing?
Yeah, no, a catcher.
Okay, do you have somebody standing in the box? Because I can stand there with the bat on my shoulder. That's what he's going to do.
We'll see. I guess we'll see how tomorrow goes.
So if you need someone to just stand there and not swing, I'm your guy.
Great.
I'm good at that. But, yeah, anyway, don't take all the pressure on yourself. You're really kind of in a no-win when it comes to that, because there are a lot of expectations, but we know you got it.
Thank you, buddy.
Well, Andy, thank you for the call. There's expectations every time we open the mics at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And what do? We live up to those
every day.
Well, we try to.
We try. Yeah. Most times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, this is also pressure.
Yeah.
But I've gotten used to this.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You were not a professional athlete, but you were a college athlete. You were a high school athlete. It's in your bones somewhere.
I'm starting to question some of this stuff.
You don't think it happened?
Well, it happened. He probably was on the team, and I'm starting to question how significant he was as a player.
In which one? Which sport?
Baseball and golf.
Well, baseball, I've told you a million times. First team All-Chestmont 2012.
Well, okay, I don't know what the other players on the team look like either. That could be the tallest midget in the circus.
Wow.
Yeah, well, interesting. What? I have one bad golf outing. And now everything's coming into question.
No, I don't question.
You've never even beat me in golf, Ike. So,
Ike might have won yesterday.
I would have had no problem.
Yeah. You would have had no problem.
Yesterday. I thought I could have beat you two guys. I've never played golf in my whole life.
That's the way, worst. If that went 18, I would have taken him down too. But regardless. Ike knows I'm a back nine guy.
Well.
Yeah.
You just got to throw.
I want him to get angry enough that the next week.
He's got to throw strikes.
No doubter, yes.
He's got to throw strikes.
Yes. I'm giving you tough love right now.
Yeah. You got to throw strikes.
That means I have to question whether or not you belong. Haven't I been the one who's always placed Fritzy in the group with myself, Hugh, and John Ritchie?
Yes.
Oh, yes, as an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah. You're pressing it.
I know. There's a lot of factors here.
Yes,
there's
I'm
a lot of factors here.
Just saying, as the former athlete, you've been in the group with us. Now I'm starting to question that.
Well, and don't ask Coach Collins at 4, because he won't give you a strong answer. The first game that came in college, I choked.
Now you're trying to get it all out before he even mentions it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, he won't remember it. I'll remember it. I choked one changeup, and I was done.
I believe we're getting Jack's college coach on with us at 4 o'clock. He's busy at the moment, but I believe he'll be on with us at 4 o'clock.
Wait till he gets on. He goes, who?
Yeah. No, he definitely knows you. Yeah, I can tell you that. Yeah. Coming up, we still haven't talked about the Phillies. Bryce Harper is back tonight.
Big series
so
win.
We'll talk about that. And also 6 o'clock today, also big for the, if you still care, the Philadelphia 76ers. It is a free agency starts at 6 o'clock today.
That's great. Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
We'll talk about both those things. Also, we'll talk about this ridiculous. I can't believe you friggin' lost. I can't believe you lost to him.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.